Cleaning Up the Universe by Jennifer Lynn Crone. Jessica could not stand dirt, grime, or filth of any kind. She wore only white clothes because those could be bleached. She shaved her legs, arms, and head to ensure that no crud or gunk could find refuge there. She ripped out the carpets from her apartment and started scrubbing the walls, floors, and even ceiling. She scrubbed until her hands were red and chapped. She scrubbed until all particles of dust were gone, but she did not stop. When she looked at the wood grain and the plaster, she saw that rot would come. This was dust waiting to happen. Her landlord showed up on a Thursday to discover her apartment erased, just an empty hole where the unit had been. Jessica was scrubbing away at her neighbors' homes. Underneath that sponge, the details of their lives, unopened mail, a TV remote, a sweater left sprawled on the floor, a dish of cat food, disappeared. The landlord swore at her. Jessica did not appreciate his filthy language and washed his mouth right out of his head. By Friday, the apartment complex was gone, and Jessica was scrubbing away at a nearby strip mall. The owners of the shops called the police, but Jessica paid them no mind. After years of suffering through the dingy world, she was going to clean it up. Also, she never had realized just how filthy firearms were. The debris the bullets created, the smoke and dust of the gunpowder, and the noise was awful too. Jessica had long detested noise pollution. She realized the government had never really actually cleaned up law enforcement, so it fell to her. By Saturday, the town had been wiped from the face of the earth. Jessica continued cleaning, right through the barricades that the National Guard had set up. The mountains did not stop her. After all, they were already in the slow process of crumbling away. It was better to start at the source and prevent the mess in the first place. By Sunday, the state had been scrubbed away. The country's leaders called together scientists and top generals, but no one could figure out how to slow Jessica's progress. Every obstacle they put forth only caused Jessica to pause, put her hands on her hips, sigh, and redouble her efforts at scrubbing. By Monday, the country had been erased, and other world leaders became desperate. One country panicked and deployed their nuclear option, but Jessica saw how the radiation infiltrated everything, the worst type of stain. By what would have been Tuesday, the world was gone. Only an empty spot in space remained. However, since the Earth no longer spun around the sun, there was no more days. An improvement, Jessica thought. All days were good for was cluttering the calendar. Jessica looked around her and saw the asteroids and planets litter sprawled about. She wondered why no one thought to put away their things and continued cleaning. After sweeping away the solar system, she moved on to Alpha Centauri. Steadily, she sponged up the Milky Way and moved on to the Andromeda Galaxy. She wondered how it was possible that she'd been cleaning for so long, but never seemed to make any progress. But she did not stop. And eventually, after eons and eons, after she wiped away the last stardust and cleansed the universe of light and dark, she looked around, pleased with how clean everything, how clean nothing was. But poor dear. She looked down at herself and realized she was a fright. No hypocrite. Jessica started at the mess that was her human self. Soon she too was gone, and all that remained was a sodden sponge.